This is GQDN for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, Stray's going to Nintendo. Crimson Desert unloaded some patch notes this morning. And when will PlayStation 6 come out? Well, we begin today with the ID at Xbox. Everything that was announced there because IGN was hosting it. So, here we go. Here's the list. There are no ghosts at the Grand. And right now, there's still no launch date for it, but it will be on Xbox Series X and S and on PC and with the Xbox Cloud. Then comes Vapor World. This is a narrative-driven Souls-like game, and it'll be on, well, everything. Xbox Series X and S, PC, Cloud Game Pass, Steam, Nintendo Switch, and PlayStation 5. The demo for the game will be available this June. Next is Mistfall Hunter, and this is a dark fantasy fiction extraction RPG where you and some fellow guild hunters will be exploring the Guild Mist. You will face monsters and some foes, rival teams, all that stuff. This will be arriving in July for Xbox Series X and S and on PC, and it will launch day one on Game Pass. Star Seeker Estranir Expeditions also showed up, and there you get to explore some worlds, just like you do in some other space games. Now, there's no release date for this game, but it will be up on Xbox Series X and S, PC, PlayStation 5, and Nintendo Switch 2. Aphelion did reveal some more gameplay because they were showing the frozen landscape and some threats that will await you in Aphelion with the new trailer. The game will be out later this year on Xbox, all the Xbox platforms, and on PlayStation 5. So you won't have to wait long for that one. Lovesong came after that, and this will be an exploration adventure game, and that'll be up on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox on PC. No release date. Albion Online was next, and there you can craft, trade, and conquer, because they did show the launch trailer for the game, and this will be a fantasy sandbox MMORPG. They will have some combat systems and some PvP battles. No release date for the game yet, but it will be on Xbox Series X and S and on Xbox PC. Then we got more information on Vampire Crawlers.
Mute that, please. Please.
Okay. And the Turbo Wildcard Vampire Survivors will be available, or is available right now, I'm sorry, on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox on PC, Cloud and Game Pass, Nintendo Switch, and on Steam and PlayStation 5. So basically everywhere. So now you can go play that one.
Yay.
Echo Generation 2 was up after that, and there's a new trailer showcasing the gameplay in the sci-fi world. And this game will release on May 27th on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox Cloud. Tears of Metal showed up after that one. This is going to be a co-op roguelike game. Xbox Series X and S, Xbox on PC, Xbox Cloud, and Game Pass. It's also coming to Steam. Then came the Crash Out Crew. This is going to be a co-op game with up to four players, and this game will be available on May 28th. Xbox Series X and S, Xbox on PC, Xbox Cloud, and PC via Steam. Then we go traveling. Are we there yet? That's the game, and it's going to be a co-op adventure game, and that'll be on Xbox Series X and S, Game Pass, Xbox on PC, Xbox Cloud, in May 2026. In May, yeah. Escape Academy 2, Back to School, will be showing up this year on all the Xbox platforms, so we'll see when that does drop. Totopia was next, and they did show some gameplay to it with the new trailer. The game will be available on Xbox. Solo Leveling Arise Overdrive was next. This will be out on the Xbox Series X and S in quarter three. And it's going to be on PlayStation 5 this year as well. Now, it's already out now on Xbox and PC and Steam. Then, are you hungry? Deep Dish Dungeon showed up next. And this is going to be a survival exploration game where you can navigate through some puzzles in a handcrafted dungeon. Deep Dish Dungeon will be available on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox on PC and on Steam as well this fall, including the cloud. Bistro had a new trailer and they have a release date, which is May 21st this year. And the new trailer is coming out for the RPG, which is going to be a roguelike game. It'll be on Xbox Series X and S on May 21st, also on PC. And here I go with names again. Ikonobini, One Store, will be on Xbox Series X and S and PC, Xbox on PC, and Xbox Cloud and the PC on April 30th, later this year. April 30th, that is. It'll be coming to PlayStation 5 and Nintendo Switch there as well. Kalanoro had a reveal trailer where you could start a band and you could save your island from an evil witch. The game will be on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox on PC this summer. Speedrunners 2, King of Speed, the high-octane sequel of the iconic racing platformer, will be showing up on all the different platforms, Xbox Series X and S this July. But everybody else, Nintendo Switch, PC, PlayStation 5, later this year. And then there's Golf with Your Friends 2. They did show some new courses for the sequel for the game, along with some other things that were going on. The game will be on Xbox Series X and S this fall, along with PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, and PC. They ended up with Screenbound. This will be a dual world action adventure where a 2D handheld game and a 3D world that exists around it at the same time. You control both. This game will be on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox on PC, Steam PC, and Xbox Cloud. That's all the games. Now, what about PlayStation 6? Well, we know via GamesRadar.com that PlayStation 6 has been rumored to come out in 2028. But some of the rumors are now coming out that it might be pushed ahead to 2027. And the thought came from the leaker Moore's Law is Dead, who did post that the Sony's production schedule and them entering some manufacturing on PlayStation 6 in the middle of 2027, heading towards the holiday release window. The channel has also suggested that Sony will likely absorb increased memory costs during the time, rather than backing down on the other contracts. Now, that information is just a few months old, because back in February, Bloomberg did publish a report that PlayStation 6 has been impacted by the memory crisis, which is why there was a statement that Bloomberg did say, quote, Sony Group Corp is now considering pushing back the debut of its next PlayStation console to 2028 or even 2029. Way back in 2023, we know that Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard, and that basically ended Xbox's console at that time. Now, maybe the race will start back up in 2028. But right now, Games Radar did ask, when is the likely PlayStation 6 release date? Well, they're thinking that's going to be in the market in 2028, then next year. So what does that mean for you, or for us? Well, keep your PlayStation 5s handy. That's what they're saying. So what is on the PlayStation 5? Well, GamingBolt.com did say that Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, celebrated the first anniversary with some major updates. So what did they do? Well, they added some story mode to it, dubbed the Wolves' Destiny, and that will resolve some issues around the battle between the Emperor Croza and the Emperor of the Second South, Kane. Kane is getting a new costume as well to help commemorate the Wolves' Destiny mode. On the gameplay side of things, Ring Out Battle Mode will mark their return. In the series of announcements, comes to an end with SNK revealing that the standard edition of Fatal Fury City of the Wolves, it will be priced now at $20. The Legends Edition will be available for $50, and now we'll have all the content from Season Pass 1 and 2. Speaking of patch notes, Crimson Desert's got more up there too, and it dropped this morning. Polygon did say that you're going to get some extra storage, another difficulty setting, and some other stuff. In fact, they got up on X and said, quote, Greymane's patch version 1.04.00 is rolling out. This patch adds game difficulty settings, new storage items, new pets, a keyboard and mouse and controller preset, new category tabs for the inventory, distant scenery, quality improvements, UI improvement, and more. Now, there's a sturdy Gatherbus chest that has 1,000 slots that can be bought from the furniture shop. The Cuckoo Cooler can be obtained through request and has 40 slots. The Enhanced Cuckoo Cooler can be crafted and has 330 slots. Both can be used to store food, items, and ingredients. It could also be used for cooking, even if they're not in the inventory. The Collectibles Chest will be placed in housing mode and has 1,000 slots. The Wardrobe can be purchased from furniture shops and has 100 slots for different outfits. And in fact, there will be some new cat pets there as well. Content will go to easy, normal, and hard difficulty, and there'll be some other stuff there as well. Now, if you do play on a PC, well, there is a mouse that's out there. It's a Logitech MX Master, and it's only in the UK right now. And right now, it is not pricing on the site, but according to Rock Paper Shotgun, it's at about almost 70 pounds. Now we get to some good stuff. Stray's coming to Switch 2 this May, and I recommend that game to everybody. It's a really good one. Go try it. We got some free-to-play games, or free-play days, coming to Xbox, April 23rd to the 26th. Age Mythology Retold, NO117, PAX Romania, MLB The Show 2026, and The Survivalists. All those games are coming to the free-to-play days, and there's a new free game trial for PlayStation. Well, these are just free game trials, and they'll be coming this March 26th. One's MLB The Show 26, an adventure game called The Midnight Walk. The third one is The Eternal Exodus, and you might see a hidden gem discounted into PlayStation store sales, because the last game is Astrogeos, Curse of the Stars. You can try them all out if you want to. Tomorrow's going to be a Finally Friday. Woo-hoo. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.